Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting on the rest.
Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith in you. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring, ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
All right. Quite a few of you have checked in to let us know the lines are operational.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return, the recording has started.
Now let's get this show on the road. Good evening, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, August 6, 2018. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Okay, good evening, TNT. That's a little bit different. So, I'm going to get up starting here real quick, guys. If Ray sounds like he's down in the dumps and tired and all that, it's because he is. So, still go there. So, that was just a little hint to Ray, if he sounds that way. So, anyway, you all right?
Did you miss me? Of course, someone of them did. But
okay.
Anyway. And yeah. You too, for that matter.
All right.
You haven't been on since the
guys,
1st of
doing...
August.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I just let you know we're doing this call late for a couple of reasons. I mean, the main reason is we've been getting phone calls, texts, and everything else. Why are we not doing a call? And we're having TNT withdrawal and this and that and the information. And we want to get you the information as soon as we can. So I'm going to start back at Thursday night. I sent you guys out some information that Iraq had put out about them going global. Now, we had the page interpreted or translated, and it used words that were past tense, that it had occurred on Wednesday. It started changed on Wednesday. I sent it over to some Iraqi people, and they said, yes, we don't use the D, and this has already happened. It happened Wednesday, yesterday. So that was their interpretation of it. Then we had other people, even though we said it's going to happen next Wednesday. So here's the difference. You'll look at the articles that even came out today, and they say next Wednesday. Every one of them. There's a big meeting that's going on with the UN and everything else next Wednesday, which is 2 days from now. So that's what it says in those articles. Go back and look in any article that they put out. It will say next Wednesday, next Tuesday, the next Thursday. This article didn't say that. It said Wednesday, which it was Wednesday, and they said it took there. So I'm going to tell you the importance of that article and everything else. Hopefully everybody can hear me okay. But here's the big thing I want you guys to know. We didn't come on Friday. One, Ray was traveling, as you know, as today, but he always sets aside time. We do when he's traveling, work it out where we can do a call in between there. We didn't do it on Friday because on Thursday, when I sent that out to you guys, I really was trying to get it translated, and I was trying to use Twitter to translate it, and it accidentally sent it out to everybody. So it went out to everybody, and I'm like, okay, that's all right. I just wanted to make sure that it worked, and it was good. I was actually at the hospital. So I was at the hospital because my son was involved in a car accident with a drunk driver, and at the time, he was in surgery, and they were doing things they needed to do. So I was going right through all that and still sending you guys out messages that I didn't mean to send that out and everything else. We were there throughout the night, so obviously I didn't feel like doing a call on Friday. So we didn't do a call on Friday over the weekend. This morning, we had scheduled a call today for you guys again, and I had to take him back to the hospital, and then Ray was traveling. So this is really the first chance we really get to do a call. Just so you guys know why we're doing a call this late on this day. And I really didn't want to wait till tomorrow to do it. I wanted to get some of this information out to you guys. So what was important about what Iraq put out about Iraq and our being global? Global is what it said, all around the world, international. And it gave you the rates against every other country, the exchange rates against every other country. If it's giving you that and it's listing it, don't you think that would be the exchange rates? Don't you think that would already be in effect when they put it out? and not give anybody heads up about what they're going to do and what the rates are going to be so somebody could go in there and make a gazillion dollars? Now, I say that simply just to say this. First of all, the banks are already exchanging dinar. The rate you saw on that piece of paper is the same rate that Citibank is using right now. Same rate that we have a list of 70 banks are using that exact rate right now. So there was no difference in the rate. The only difference was now everybody can see it is actually exchanging around the world, that it is not toilet paper or to be used in your bathroom on the wall as wallpaper. It's an actual currency that's going to be and is worth something. What does that actually do for it? Well, I want to clear that up first. There was one other thing out there he was talking about. Ray gave you guys the site of cornmeal. Now, nobody said this was an RV when we put it out. Nobody said cornmeal was an RV. You didn't hear any of that come from TNT. What we said is cornmeal is a site that the bank goes to every morning to set their rate. That's the site, that's the information they use to set their rate for the day. So if you wanted to know what rate bank was using, you could actually go to that site and see what the rate is for different currencies, because they're going to match the bank just like they do today. No more, no less. So why some idiots couldn't understand that, I don't know. But that was the purpose of doing that, so you guys know. Now, what's the good news about Iraq putting that out? Whether it was effective last Wednesday or this Wednesday, they let the world know their currency is back on board, that all restrictions have been removed, and that the RV could happen at any moment. I said they let the world know that. So when I talked to my guy in Iraq, he said, this can't go on for long because it exposes them, which anybody, I mean, it shouldn't took anybody 2 days to finally figure out, oh, this really is a good thing. But it was a good thing because it's going to increase the Iraq market. So I talked to some hedge fund guys who make money for a living. That's what they do. They invest money around the world, because they're 5 global traders, and a bunch of investment groups that you guys are aware of. But once they got copied, they said, I can't believe it. Because when I was trying to explain to them what was going to happen with the RV, how it was going to happen, they said, nope, none, it's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Money doesn't work like that. Doesn't change like that. There's too much. It's not going to happen. Are now saying, oh, it's going to take 10, 20 years before Iraq's economy is even worth anything, before that country is worth anything. I got all that from the money guys. And now when they got the email, they got the text, and I got the calls over the weekend, and I got the call this morning from hedge fund guys who are notifying their customers that this is where they need to put their money. And that's exactly what I expected to happen when they put it out. Now, not just hedge fund guys here in the U.S., hedge fund guys in all those countries. We're not the only one. These guys do money for a living. And they just exposed the whole thing to them. The ones who got a copy of it, who were notified of it. And believe me, I sent it to my guys. And the rest of the financial world is going to find out about it. Which means in a minute, you know, where they didn't want to create billionaires or common billionaires, they're going to create 100 billionaires and trillionaires when these hedge funds and everybody jump in, if they get it at this price, same price we did. But even if they don't, and they start getting a little bit at a time, and they start bringing it in, they know it's getting ready to go. They've sent them out, as we want to call it, a flare in the sky for them to pay attention. So as this goes, they're ready to jump on it. It won't be the first day they heard about it after the RVs now, because this is getting out there. It's getting out there to money managers and people that matter. Hey, look what just happened. Their currency just cleared everything. These are the rates. Now let's get the information to see what's going on. That's why I was excited, why we should be excited, because they're going to help push this through for us. Iraq, the U.S., nobody can sit back and let all those guys start buying all this money the way we've been doing it for the last 10 years, because they can do it in 10 days and change the whole playing ground for everybody. So whether it was effective last Wednesday or whether it's effective 2 days from now, they're going to know. Our list of 70 banks is going to start growing every day, because now it's a viable currency. We can once trade again. We've heard all the rumors about it. Watch it take off and grow. So I was really, really excited when we saw that. And I was like, okay, this is the thing we've been waiting for. Because now the only thing they have to do is change the rate. They've done the hard part already. It's now international and global again. They've done that part. Now let's just change the rate. And when are they going to do that? So Friday morning, we actually had a guy at the meeting. I'm going to say that because I'm going to tell you guys some other stuff here along the way too. But we had a guy at the meeting. So he sent the text, and it said, Tony, you can tell this, but change the words or something like that, right, Ray? Anyway, what he said, but don't say it exactly the way I said it to you. Yeah, that's what he said. Okay. And I'm okay with it. I said, okay. He said, I'm getting a text. I might be in trouble. Oh, all right. So anyway, he said, okay, meeting was just over, been over for an hour, everything's done. All the counting has been completed everywhere. We just need to be announced, that's all. But it is done as of now. All counting is done. So we knew it. We just didn't know, are they going to announce it on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, what are they going to do? So we're waiting for it to be announced. But they did ask me to say, hey, tell them it's all done. It's all done. It's over. So we waited, and then we got word it was going to come out on Sunday, which it didn't. And then it was supposed to come out today. Except this morning, the word was it's going to be announced on Thursday. Now, that was early this morning. We're going to announce the results of the counting on Thursday. Now, 4 hours later, it came back and said, we're going to announce the results of the counting on Wednesday. So, in that span. So, we can look for it on Wednesday. And, like, why are they keep moving it back around, and what are they doing? Well, we know they were having that meeting Friday, and it wasn't about the counting. It was about who's going to be the next prime minister. It was about Article 140 and getting this dispute over with. Even though they don't have to be over with, want them over with for a reason. And I'm going to get into that. They had a meeting when they were going to go through here. I'm trying to get it right for you guys so you understand. They were going to do this on Sunday, and then everything was put to a halt. Again, so that's why the count part didn't come out, for security reasons, for the security of Iraq reasons, which is okay, because Iraq security is always going to be an issue, right? Except for, guess what happens on Wednesday? The UN, D.C., everybody's having a big meeting, 10 a.m. Wednesday, about Iraq security situation. The UN been having these meetings every time. Well, this is their next one. Happens to be Wednesday when they discuss the security situation. Iraq will get a pass or fail grade or what they need to do, and we'll decide to go on. But that's on Wednesday. What else is happening on Wednesday? The recount is being put out on Wednesday. What else is happening on Wednesday, if it is Wednesday? The Iraq denial goes global, international. That's what the letter said. If it's not already, it's all happening on Wednesday, which is a big day. So what else could happen from that point on? If everything goes right, you could see the RV any day, any time after that. And I say any day, any time, because there's something else going on. There's a reason we haven't seen it yet. There's a reason that they've been stalling, and that's what they've been doing, because the count has been done. It was so far done that they had to keep adding more provinces to look like it wasn't completed. Well, let's go count this one. Let's add this one in. We can add a week here. We all saw all that happen. And now they're saying we're done with that part. Remember, Abadi was going to be prime minister, then he wasn't going to be prime minister. Abadi had the votes, then he didn't have the votes. And then Amiri probably had the votes. They're going to try and get him in there. And then Maliki said he could form the largest group and he could get in there. And then it came out that certain people in Iraq were upset because the U.S. was trying to appoint their prime minister, because the U.S. was telling them who's going to be their next prime minister, even if they had to declare a temporary government and put him back and then do that. After Wednesday, whether it's Wednesday evening, Thursday, we're going to hear about who their next prime minister is. So, why do we need him? We need him for a couple reasons. We need him because he's already brought them this far, and we know what direction he's going in. We need him because he already knows the whole plan, because he helped make the plan. He was part of it. We need him because a big thing you guys don't know is 140 has been an agreement where before there wasn't, there is, on how that's going to end up. And it, too, is going to be announced. Now, why was that really important? Why is any of this really important to us? So this is the kind of touchy part, but I'm going to say it anyway. So we have an embassy in Baghdad, right? Everybody knows that. Then why are we building the world's largest embassy in Kurdistan? You think there might be a reason for that? Might be. Might be a reason for that. Why is an embassy being so built, so big, that it could actually be a military installation, if you want to call it that? Man, that was a good one right there. Anyway, could be. And why would you need one there and one there unless, I forgot to tell you guys this. Pay attention, because it's important this time. You know they're talking about dividing California up into three different states. Did you guys know that? It was on the ballot. Dividing California up into three different states. I can't get no more blatant than that. So anyway, so there is a reason for everything and needed to be set up and accomplished ahead of time. So when it comes time to divide California up, the people aren't in an uproar. So hence we go. So we're getting prepared for things that might happen in the future. Now, years ago, 5-6 years ago, there was actually a map printed up that divided countries in half. Actually printed up, ready to go, and we continue. So that's a good thing. Hey, why would the U.S. back Curtis team? Anybody ever think about it? Why would they back Curtis team and let them know, hey, we're backing you, and we're backing the Peshmerga forces, and they're not going anywhere. Even if they fall under a body control right now, they're not going anywhere because we may have use for them in the future. Just might be watching, you know, the chessboard be moved around, pieces being put in position for a greater glory later, for a greater advantage, things that are happening right in front of your eyes. So when we say, why would they do this? Why are they? Because they're letting things fall in place before this announcement is actually made, and they've been working in the background getting those things done. And you're going to see that in the future. So Wednesday's a big day. I will tell you right now that the banks still are expecting something this week. Could be after Wednesday. Who knows? They could be expecting it. Now, all of that is out of your eyesight, out of your earshot, everything else. What are they saying in front of us? Count's going to be over. Then they got 15 more days to appeal the appeal. In those 15 days, while the appeal is going on, supposedly what has happened for the last 2 months, they're going to be forming the groups, and they're going to announce the government in a record time. That's if they're pushing this right up to the first week in September, like some people seem to think is an option. Or they can announce it right after Wednesday. I don't see them making the dinar global again and giving people another 15, 16 days of knowing this. And I don't mean us. I mean people with real money, hedge funds, banking, investors, investing groups, and everybody else, and letting them know this just occurred. They have people who are listening, hearing us saying this nonsense, and they hear this, they're paying attention to it because I already have the phone calls. I know they are. They're going to start buying. They're going to start inching it up. But more importantly, the day the RV does hit, they're going to be all in because they've just been put on notice with this letter. That's what has occurred in the financial industry. They have been put on notice. Something is about to happen. So now we're here. So the people get paid in Iraq. They got paid. Money was transferred to Kurdistan Friday. Friday, people got paid on their cards. Friday, people got paid over $2 on their cards. I know our guy here got paid Saturday. He got paid over $3 on his card. So just what we know has been occurring. Our guy over there told us the one-to-one on the streets was really occurring on Thursday and Friday. He said hundreds, that's what it said, hundreds of people are now getting the one-to-one. Now, that was on Thursday because I got it Friday morning. I know Friday the money was sent and Kurdistan was paid over $2. One thing we know that happens, it happened since we started. Everything happens in Kurdistan first. It always happens in Kurdistan before it happens in Baghdad. Usually 2 days before. Now, even though it's approved in Baghdad and everything else, Kurdistan is usually the first ones on it because they're the ones better prepared, and they just do it. So we know that part already. We know that people over here are already getting paid because they already started, and we know their rate has been higher than the in-country rate every time. But as it's grown, because it started at $1, went over to $2, then went up to $3, so has the country. And it's going to have to catch up with it as that's doing. So those are things that we can actually see and know that are occurring with the people inside the financial system, not something that we're just reading an article trying to say what's going on. This is actual life in the moment of what's going on. That's what we get here, okay? So it was great news. It's great information. And I think we're going to be ready to go. Our next big day is what happens on Wednesday. One, two, three. All three of these things happen. At the end of it, either going to announce, ratify, get going, or at any point, because everybody knows what it's going to be already, the CBI can say, all right, let's go, because we already know what we're going to do. Today's article, if you want to read the article, clearly says, there's a bunch of articles out, we are not going to distance ourselves from our international countries. We're not going to do that. And they know by picking anybody other than a body, that's exactly what they're doing. We're not going to cause civil war in our country this time. They know what is going to happen. We are not going to disconnect from the global financial system. That's what it says. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that's what the article says. And if they do anything but the right thing, it's already been told what is going to happen. And they're saying, well, you know, based on all this, a body looks like the best guy to be prime minister. I said, okay. So now we've gone all the way around the mulberry bush back to where we were. Took all this time to do that and for them to understand what's really going to happen in the world if they mess it up, and for us to go forward. So let's see what happens on Wednesday. So two things I want to do with you guys before we get started. I wanted to tell you, somebody sent us something and told us that their identity had been stolen, their credit and everything else had been stolen. I wanted you guys to know, this is the easiest thing to do. You can either do it today, or you can do it the moment you come back from the exchange or whenever. But first thing you want to do is freeze all your credit. Send something to every credit agency and tell them to freeze your credit. Now, why do I say that? Because you just got hundreds of thousands of dollars, you just got millions of dollars, you don't really need any credit. But what you don't want is somebody else using it, because now you got all this money in the bank. And they can hack into it, refer it. Freeze your credit. You don't need it. You don't need to be exploited either. So I highly recommend you do that. Freeze your credit. So, and I tried to bring this other lady because I told her I wanted to do something a little bit different. I was going to bring on one of our members who sent us a bank story. It was a real good bank story, and she was excited about it. And the fact that her banker was actually telling her this is about to happen. But unfortunately, I called her and she wasn't home. So we'll see what happens next. All right, Ray, let's do this.
All right. Let's see, we'll hit a few questions. Blue Angeles says, any news of American soldiers exchanging their dinar in Iraq? They were told not to bring American dollars.
We never talked to that guy, and we have already several times told you guys that they were exchanging their dinar for dollars on the way out the country. And the rate that they were getting, which was 88 cents, and the last rate was 180 on their way out the country. Okay?
Okay. Big Icons says, what is the top rate of the Zim, Dong, and Iraq dinar that I can roughly ask for without a contract / NDA?
You can ask for... right now, 16 cents for the ZIM, which could go up to 22. You can ask for, you know, whatever the rate comes out for the dinar, unless you want to wait till it goes up on 4X. And same thing with the dong. So whatever the daily rate is, that's what you can do. And that rate is going to change, so I can't give you the max rate on that.
Okay. Okay? Anola 7 says, when we call the 800 number and we make our appointment, will the rate be locked at that time, or will we get the rate that is current when we are at our appointment?
You're going to get the rate when you're at your appointment. They're not locking in any rates for anybody 2-3 days. And you really shouldn't want that, because in that 2 or 3 days, that rate could go up.
Okay, Duke says, supposedly, the Admirals Group has a law firm in Las Vegas that is a paymaster. They have people coming in and depositing their currency for SKRs. They claim they will get a much higher rate than the internet groups. They are charging a 10% handling fee. Have you heard anything about this, in your opinion?
First of all, the group was actually charging 11% fee, and they had some other stipulations in it. And that's how they started out, so that is nothing new. I don't know that who in Las Vegas is doing it or not. But I thought they stopped collecting currencies or accepting people a long time ago. And by a long time, I mean years. But even then, 5, 6, 7 years ago, their group rate was $28.50, which is the same rate you can get when you go to the bank if you get the contract rate and you don't have to pay the bank 10% to get it. Okay.
Myth Randir, I think that's how that's pronounced, says, due to the fact that Iran is holding billions in Iraqi dinar and the fact that both Maliki and Abadi have Iranian entanglements which go against present U.S. interests, plus the fact that the Iranian rial has taken a significant nosedive, don't you think the Iranians are waiting for the Iraqi RV to help with their monetary woes, which is a situation the U.S. clearly may not want?
The U.S. clearly does not want that, and Iraq has already said they are cutting off all banking transactions with Iran because of the U.S. sanctions. Because they don't want to get sanctioned themselves or sit down anybody doing business with them. So that's what's going to happen as far as U.S. dollars. Now, can they still trade Iraq with Iraq dollars? They're going to be able to do it. But I don't think they're going to get or anybody else can deal with them with U.S. dollars.
Okay. This is from Paracynthian. I was wondering if the limits discussed earlier that holders of smaller amounts would be prioritized and holders of large amounts would be restricted came from administration members held over from the Obama years.
Oh, boy, we still blaming Obama for everything. No, I can't tell you that it did. It's a new administration, and they're writing the rules now. So anybody that's there is doing what they want done. So everything else is being done. That restriction was not there during the last administration. I can't tell you that. So it is something that is new. If it's even true. Because, again, the banks haven't been, exchanges actually that we talked to, haven't been briefed on that yet. And it could be a last-minute briefing here. Here's the final rules. We know it was submitted because the committee submitted it. I don't know that everything that they submitted or thought was going to happen has been approved all the way through. Nothing beats a failure but a try. Just don't forget that.
Right. Coach Albert says, regarding trust, can we personally put a down payment on a house and at settlement have the title and the trust name? Yes. Talk with your realtor about buyer assigns. At last 51, if it hasn't been discussed in your opening monologue, is there a new window?
We'll see after Wednesday. I mean, I still think between now and September, but I can't see how they can leave it that long now that the currency is actually global and it's a viable currency and money managers and people involved in money transactions actually know it. And we already have 70 banks that have the exact same rate, and they are not money exchangers. They are banks who are looking at the currency on the list, and they are exchanging just like they do any other foreign currency. And that list is going to grow. If it's not growing today, it will still definitely be growing after Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. That takes us to some live callers on the board. First one is 312 area code.
Well, good evening, Mr. Ray Wren. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree. Thank you.
Well, good. Well, welcome back, and thank you for doing the call for us this evening. We appreciate it. Appreciate all the good news, information that we're just hearing. And good evening, Tony. How are you, sir?
I am super fantastic. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, thank you. And more importantly, how is your son?
He's getting better every day. So
he's getting better.
You know, I say all the time, he's still breathing, that's right. So we'll be all right.
Praise the Lord for that. You guys have been in my prayers. You just don't even know. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
All right. There was I even hate to mention the article. Y'all get all this good lab information. All I got is an old crusty article.
There have been a lot of good articles out over the last 3 days, though. I mean, a lot of them today.
Yeah, I saw this one's from today. It says Iraq announces plan to restructure its army with the support of the international alliances. So that was, I think that's what you were talking about when you were explaining about they do not want to, how'd you put it, alienate their global supporters and all of that, you know, by not putting in the body. This is just one of the things that they're planning on doing. And it says the country has began already. They put the plan in place earlier to restructure
their army. What they really wanted to do was get rid of the popular crowd, which is the Iranian army that's in there. But they are popular with those people in that section. So the U.S. wanted them put out immediately, which Abadi didn't do because they still have other things they're doing with Iran. Amir didn't want it, and Maliki didn't want it. Now, Sadar wanted them put out immediately. And they're saying, we're not trying to cause a civil war. We're trying to settle down first and then work those things out. And that's part of restructuring. Now, he told them they can stay if they're going to be under his guidance, just like the Peshmerga, Kurdistan. You can stay, but, you know, I am the supreme being, is what Abadi's saying here in this country. All military fall on me. So they're trying to integrate the popular crowd with their army and put people in. The Peshmerga is going to stay separate, but still ultimately supposed to be under him.
You think that's going to work with them trying to integrate them? I mean, if they integrate them, can they trust them?
You know, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, we can eat breakfast together and, you know, then I'll shoot you later.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
That's what
I don't know. That's just the reality of it, you know.
Wow. I mean, I guess if they try to integrate it, I guess they figure, because of the times, you know, I guess they figure they can watch them better or I don't know. I don't know.
There is no watching. There is, you know why we lost the Vietnam War? And I say we lost the Vietnam War. You know why we're still fighting in Afghanistan 10 years later and we're still going to be fighting? You know, because we don't know who the enemy is. Whenever you go to somebody, if it's not against the entire country, we got people, I mean, you could be fighting forever because you don't know who you're fighting. This is the same way, I mean, they can tell the difference between Iraqis and Iranians. Yes, but I don't know. I can't. You know, so I just don't have to worry about it either. But still, no. I mean, you don't know. Sorry.
Wow.
That's reality.
Wow, well. Yeah, it is. And, I mean, it's good to see them moving forward with so many different things. They definitely need, you know, need to be able to stand on their own or with their own army so they can, you know, because ISIS is not going to just die and go away and quit. And groups of that nature, they're always going to be trying to get back in and do different things. So their army is definitely going to have to be strong and able to, I mean, the U.S. is going to be there, but they need to be relying on themselves more, I think.
And they're doing that, and they're trying to, but they're integrating. But let me tell you guys something in case you guys didn't see it, and I don't know who in the world could have missed it. You know, and where you at right now?
Oh, Lord.
What city are you
Chicago.
In?
Chicago.
Yeah, what city are you
Chicago.
In? You guys heard that, right? Yeah. And she's sitting here, and she's on the phone, and she's talking about Iraq. So... Chicago has 77 people shot in one day. 77, right?
Yeah.
15, 17 killed, 33 shot. And we think Iraq is bad? And what's going on in Iraq is bad? And I say, well, you don't know who you're fighting? Hell, I could walk down the street in Chicago and not know who I'm fighting. Because they just killing anybody. So I don't know. So. It just shows you how crazy things are and what we say is bad or what's bad in Iraq. Nowhere are we looking at the news over the last 6 months, 8 months since ISIS has been gone, anything, and seen 77 people shot in 24 hours. Nowhere in Iraq, probably not in the entire country, and it happens in Chicago. So I think Iraq is doing good. Sorry.
Good. No, it's the truth. I mean, it's not a pretty sight here. And our top, as they call him, he's been all over the news, and I just had to turn him off. I don't even want to hear nothing else he got to say. But, yeah, it's a tragedy, and things like that happen.
Yes.
You know, but I don't know. But I'm encouraged. I thank you all. I mean, both of you all. What you have been through the last couple of days, personally traveling and all these different things, and still come in and give us a call and want us to hear the information. I do appreciate that. So thank you very much, gentlemen. Thank you to your families, and just thank you. Appreciate you.
All right. So when the RV happens, I want you to run for mayor so you can straighten that place out. All right.
There's no way in the world I'm running for anything but the heels.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
All right.
281, you are on. Here you go.
Boy, hello to the brothers. How are you guys today?
I am fantastic.
I am super fantastic.
Okay, well, good. I know the King's been missing, and I haven't heard Tony because I know y'all been busy or whatever, but good to hear you guys. I won't hold you. I had a couple of questions because I know other people want to ask a question. On the basket of currencies, how many different currencies do you think will be in this first basket, Tony? Because I know there's been some rumors just this week that there could be the numbers have changed since I last heard how many could be in there. So I just wanted to get your thought on that.
No, well, there was always going to be, I think, seven. It's either seven or nine, if you remember. Because there's nine in the next basket. Seven.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the Real has been removed. It is not going to go.
In the first basket or at all?
It's not going to go at all. As long as the U.S. has sanctions on Iran, it's not going to go.
Really? Oh, okay. But we're safe with, of course, the dong, because it's already pretty much tradable, just at a low rate. And rupiah, we're good with that. Okay. So with the announcement that came out in the article about them going was it global or international? Which one? I don't want to get the words mixed up for dinar, for Iraq.
It said global.
Global. So does that mean that it's now on the NASDAQ or no?
Either it's now on there or it will be on there on Wednesday. It's
on
going
Wednesday.
To be globally traded. Yep.
Okay.
Now, it said Wednesday. And as I said in opening, because when we had it translated, it said changed. He said that's past tense, and all the language is past tense, so it meant it already happened. Now, I know some people are saying it's not going to happen until Wednesday, but I haven't actually been following it since I gave you guys that report because I've been a little busy, but I will try to check on it tomorrow to make sure either way, Wednesday or Wednesday, it's getting ready to happen.
Right.
Okay.
So if that's the case, then when it happens, then we're going to go straight to an RV, correct? Not an RI, because it's for Iden country, but it'll go straight to an RV, I'm assuming, since it'll go global, right? Since it's global. Is that where we're
going to be? No. When it happens, they've already said it's going to maintain the rate that it has, is what it said. These are the rates. The current rate that we're trading, it just means it is now tradable around the world. It is an international currency, and it gave you the exact rates that it's trading at and all the countries where it's trading. So that doesn't have to change. It doesn't mean we had to have an RV for it to be international. And nobody ever said that was going to be the RV. But we did have to have it international or global for us to be able to receive the RV. So that was that big point. Now, at any time when it actually RIs and goes, that's what we're going to call our RV like we've been calling it for 10 years. It could be a reinstatement at 351, 371. People call it what they want to. We're going to call it a revaluation the same way we've been. And when they flip that switch, it will happen all around the world because of, as of Wednesday, if not already, they are now connected all around the world. Well, they've been connected, but all restrictions have been removed.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping and praying that this is the week. Everybody's ready. I know that we're ready to move on to the next phase. So, Well,
that's right. If this is a next step that had to happen, you guys should be excited about it happening. This is it. Okay.
I was. Yep. I sure was. I knew that was pretty cool when they said that because I know we have been waiting on that. So, okay. Well, I won't hold you guys because I know other people want to say something, but I'm glad to hear you and thank you for having a call for us. We'll wait and see what
okay.
Wednesday brings us. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
All righty. Bye bye. 509 area code. You are on.
Hello there. How are you guys?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
And yourself?
Degree,
super
right?
Fantastic. How are you?
Okay, that's awesome. Oh, I have been missing you, and I really am glad that your son's going to be okay, and I'll keep praying that he heals very quickly.
Thank
you. I just
want
you to know that, Tony.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, I do have a couple questions. Have they released any of the lower dinars from the ATM machines yet in Iraq, or do you know?
No, they have not released any lower dinar.
Okay. And do you know if the UN is still there?
I know they'll be there on Wednesday at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've been there, haven't they?
Well, these guys probably have been there, but there was a group there, what, a week ago, I told you guys? Yeah, not this Saturday, last Saturday, when they ran all the final testing. They left Saturday morning. So
mm-hmm.
they were doing all the finance stuff with all the banks. So that group left. This group is
okay.
a group that normally every quarter goes in and gives Iraq a report, if they've done what they're supposed to do, if they're meeting all their obligations. So this is going to be this meeting here on Wednesday. And don't forget, guys, everything that's happening on Wednesday and coming out, that on the 15th of this month, they're supposed to meet with all the investors again, all the private investors, all the different countries, everybody that's promising them money.
Uh-huh.
Once again, on the 15th of this month. So they need to show what has changed in this short period of time. So that would be a good time to do something miraculous.
Uh-huh.
But we'll see.
Well, with it going global like this and them being able to trade currency and stuff, do you think that this payment that Leo Wanta received of that $4.5 trillion, that he may be out there trading currencies for the U.S.?
I don't know. You know, I called him, and, you know, he would not show me his bank account or anything else.
Really?
So I don't know that he really received that money. So
you don't know that,
Victor?
I
don't know that.
If that was true or not. But, I mean,
yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
No,
all I
don't.
Know is we have a $19 trillion deficit that we can't pay, but we can hand $4 trillion over to somebody. I mean, I don't know.
Well.
Okay.
Also.
Yep.
Now, they moved it up from making the announcements from Thursday to Wednesday. Well, maybe they'll just move it up and do it tomorrow.
It was supposed to be today.
I know.
In the morning, they moved it to Thursday. And then they moved it to Wednesday. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe they will. Maybe they'll do it tomorrow before the 10 a.m. meeting and say, hey, we're done. You know, you guys give us a good grade. I don't know.
That would be awesome, huh?
Yes. That would be awesome.
you don't know what they're going to do. They change from one day to the next or even within a few hours. Yeah.
That's right. That's the only problem. If it was our country or our government, and, you know, hey, this is the cutoff. We got to have it done that we can believe in it. But they get close, they just change it to another day.
Yeah.
Anyway,
let's
thanks.
Hope do it.
Okay.
Let's hope they do it tomorrow. That'd be great.
Yep.
And then we can have our RV on Wednesday, 8/8/2018. How's that sound?
Good, but it'll probably be on Thursday, but we'll see.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope they surprise
you. All right,
thank
you. Me too.
Thank you, guys. You have a good evening.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
678 area code. You are on. 678. 428. Okay, there's another 678. We'll go to that one. 599.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? 678.
Hello? She must have cut herself off. Huh. Did she mute herself or hang up?
Okay, 678. One more time. Okay. Let's see. 111. I don't know if you're playing games or not, but that's not a number. So you're off.
Not a number. It's a. Oh, I was going to tell you. Okay.
Well, doesn't matter now. It's gone.
843.
That's right.
Is that me?
That is you, 843.
Yep.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
All right.
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, I can barely hear you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I had a person I turned on to the Zim, and they came and was telling me about some kind of paymasters and some kind of humanitarian projects, and if I had a quad or this, that, and the other thing that I would. And I'm thinking, why would I give or participate in that when I can just take my Zim down and then do the exchange? But I don't get it. I'm trying to get enlighten them since I'm the first person to turn them on to Zim, but I don't know what to tell them in this situation.
I don't really know what to tell them because I don't have all the information, but I will tell you, it's just like the dinar that people say they can put. Well, let me tell you this. In Florida, there's a guy who was gathering everybody's Zim because he could give them a better rate. I think I told you guys about this. Anyway, I've been telling you throughout the years. But we're going to put it all together. We're going to get a better rate, and we're going to do this. And people drove down there, flew down there, gave their Zim. Some people just sent it to them. So 3 weeks ago or last month, when they went there, the whole entire building was empty, and nobody never heard of the guy. So do what you do is all I can tell you.
Okay, I'm just going to tell them to stay away from it. Just go down and exchange when it's time. That's all. Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it.
I'm not mailing my money to anybody. I'm not driving anywhere and handing it to anybody, especially some guy I just met, some name over the internet. I don't even have a clue what he's talking about. I'm doing my exchange at the bank because that's where the money is, and they're going to put it right in my account, and I'm not concerned about getting tied up in any group lawsuits or individual lawsuits or somebody just disappearing and ending up in the Cayman Islands with my money. I'm not doing that.
Okay. Thank you. Takes us right, to
thanks.
209. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Yeah.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ray. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I am fantabulous-er to the nth degree. And yourself?
Nice. I'm doing good, thank you. And Tony, they're praying for you and your family and your wife and all that. So I hope they're
thank you.
Fine. You're welcome, sir. This is Mike here in Modesto. I guess I'm point man from the cigar
okay.
club. Hey, I've just been kind of wondering, I got a couple questions here, that when D.C. was on and they were talking about letting this go, and then the banks would say, well, I didn't know anything about it, so they stopped it. And then just not too long ago, one of the banks had said that, and that's kind of hard to swallow, like you'd said. Have you heard anything more about that? Because I can't see a bank stopping this. This is too big for that.
The banks didn't stop this. Now, years ago and everything, as we switched from bank to bank, you know, being the foundation bank, and banks weren't ready or prepared. As things got around, they got to the number of people, and a bunch of people didn't want to take, you know, everybody, or the banks didn't want to take everybody. And we had to go through all that throughout the years. It was part of setting it up, and we didn't know if the banks were really ready or if the whole plan was ready. Because they kept demanding more and more out of Iraq. So I don't think the bank, and then at one time I know the banks were so upset. I do know the government had to make a payment to the banks because they wanted to get paid because they kept bringing those people in, bringing them in. They went through the training. So they went through that. They actually went through that twice so they could get their money back.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't determine, the Treasury Department is the one who determines if it's going, if it's not going. Banks have meetings, everything else. That's not what's going on right now. The banks are ready to go. It was above them that even if it stopped it over the weekend, it had nothing to do with the banks.
Gotcha. And then on the 800 numbers, you think since there's so many of us that say, okay, it happens, and y'all say, okay, here's the numbers, guys, for your section, for your zone. Do you think that it's going to be overwhelming that it might crash these call systems here?
I don't. They know how many people are here. They know what they're dealing with. They know how many people are on our sites. They know how many people have already been in the bank inquiring, everything else. And they just need the 800 numbers, you know, for the first 4 or 5 million people, or even less than that. Maybe the first 1 million, 2 million people, because we're the ones on the internet who are going.
Yeah.
And that's what they want the first 10 days, get us out. And then everybody else will just have to go through it. They won't know anything about contract rates. They won't know anything about negotiating anything else. So they're not even concerned about them. They're just going to go to the bank and take what they get. And they can resolve that by letting them go to any bank and then referring them to a regional bank or larger bank, or because the exchange centers are going to shut down. Then they're going to have to make appointments, and they may be a week, 2 weeks out before they get the exchange. We don't know. But they're really not even concerned with them at this time.
Okay. And then in closing, I have your number, but I really respect your privacy. Is it okay if I text you tomorrow? Maybe we can chit-chat about putting something together and then maybe a little extra money and to pay for the phone calls as well to help support G-Man's or P-Man or whatever.
So wait, let me get this right. Let me get this right. You on a national call offer me a bribe to come back to Modesto? Is that what you do?
No, I wouldn't talk to you. No,
I wouldn't. Oh, that's what it sounds like you doing to me. Yeah, call me tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you, guys.
Call me
I'm
tomorrow.
I'm really excited. Right. And, yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir.
All right, thanks. All right.
Bye. All right, 678, you're back. We'll get you on this time before we close out.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Tony. I'm sorry to hear about what happened with your family, and I'm praying for speedy recovery.
All right,
and,
thank you.
Okay, and Ray, it's good to hear you guys back again. Because,
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
I was, like, super excited. I thought maybe you guys were on, you know, like super secret blackout where you couldn't talk about nothing. And I thought sure we were going to get the 800 numbers tonight. And I was having butterflies. And then my phone call got cut off. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I got to call back. So maybe we get the 800 numbers, what, Wednesday?
Ooh, that would be great.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, okay, well, I really missed you guys. I really did. And we were thinking about y'all. And so everything is just still, I guess my question is everything is still status quo, right? And really looking good, especially now that they are recognized international or global. And all it's really going to do now is just raise the rate, right? And we're basically
that's it.
There.
And big things are happening on Wednesday. So at least three things are scheduled for Wednesday. And if they all go good, I mean, we're on our way. And I don't even know, because they put it out there, if they're actually wait for the prime minister because they know who it's going to be, or if they wait out the 10 days and actually wait for his name. But that's what I see is left for us.
Okay. All right. And, Tony, you are still super fantastic. And, Ray, you are.
I'm super fantastic. Yeah.
and, Ray, you are fantabulous er to the nth degree.
That's correct.
Okay, guys.
Yep.
I just had to say that one time I was practicing. Y'all have a great, great night.
All right, you too. Thank you. Right.
And sorry about the call earlier. I don't know what happened. I tried to answer, but then it just kind of got cut off, so I apologize about that. I don't really know what happened.
No problem.
But,
all right.
But thanks for taking
Take
my
care.
Call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, 919.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Tony, question. When you think about all the multiples of millions of exchanges that's going to take place, who's going to foot the bill for these for this massive amount of money? We're talking about multiples of quadrillions. Where is this coming from?
Well, every country is going to foot their own bill. They're going to exchange the dinar for oil credits payable over the next 30 years with Iraq. And the one thing you guys got to realize, all of this money from all of us, we will never see. It's all digits on a screen. It's all money, just like the U.S. dollar. And I know you don't want to hear it, but the reality is it's created out of thin air. You know what? Here's the beauty, what you guys don't understand. And it's some next level stuff that you probably really don't want to understand. I'm not going to change anything. But here's the thing. I got to keep going back to Bernie Madoff. Okay? And I watch, I think it comes on tonight too. The biggest Ponzi scheme ever in the world. And I say, but it's not. It's the biggest Ponzi scheme to ever be caught, and I shouldn't even say to be caught, but to be brought down. And it was only brought down, you got to remember, because he said, I quit. Because the government went in there and looked at him twice and passed him twice and said, you're all good. Go ahead. And he kept going, and he kept going until he got tired, and he put it out, so they shut it down. You got to remember that the banking system is a Ponzi scheme that got caught. The difference is the U.S. government came in and said, here, we're going to give you this extra money so you can start over and make some changes and try and do it right this time. And not one person went to jail. Not one. But Bernie got 150 years for doing the exact same thing the banks do every day. They create money out of thin air. So all of our money is going to be digits on a screen. That's all it is. As long as you have a check or a credit card, which they're going to give you, you can spend digits on a screen. Nobody, nobody on this phone is ever going to see $1 million in cash stacked up in front of them. 10 million, 50 million,
no
400 million, it's not going to happen.
No correction of the Ponzi schemes. So they're not going to change the system. I thought they was trying to do away with all that corruption and, you know, drain the swamp, blah, 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 whatever. You know, get rid of all this super inflationary business that they've been doing. So what you're saying is it's going to be the same thing, business as usual. No change. No bettering the system.
The Obama administration did away with it with Dodd-Frank. The Trump administration brought it back because they did away with Dodd-Frank. So, yeah, there's nothing you can do about it because that's the reality of the world. But when people keep asking where the money going to come from, it's digits on the screen. They can make as many digits on the screen as they want because they never have to give it to you. Me and you could never go in the bank and say, I want my $10 million. He wants his $10 million. He wants his $10 million. Because it's never going to happen, and you're never going to get it.
Then what's the incentive to do it then? Why are they doing it?
Because you can still spend it. You just can never physically hold it. When you guys keep asking about the money, as long as if I gave you $10 million for your car, okay, does the bank care? No, because they just wired it right to yours, put the numbers in your account, and you went and did $10 million, put it in somebody else's account, and they never have to come up with the money. But I'm happy, you're happy, whoever you spend it with is happy. and we have possessions, but we never actually get to see that $10 million.
Where does project come into play? I heard, you know, a lot of people talk about projects will be required. I don't hear you talking about projects. Is that comment on that?
Well, they're saying humanitarian projects to get the extra money, to get that with the Zim, and, you know, the Zim to get the humanitarian project, the bank has to approve it, the country Zimbabwe has to approve it, and you have to have a legitimate project in order to get that. There's no projects required to get contract rates for the Dong or the Dinar. So anybody tell you that just don't know what they're talking about.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Okay.
Hey, Ray.
We'll get to one more in here. 951. You're on.
Good evening. How you doing, guys?
All right.
Good. How are you?
All right. Fine. Thanks. Hey, a couple questions. Now, so you're saying 10 o'clock Wednesday morning, Baghdad time, which would be 9 o'clock our time or 11 o'clock our time on Tuesday evening, correct?
11 o'clock at night?
Yeah, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
our
that's
time
about it.
Is 10, that's about it. Okay, so then obviously you're going to be up and looking and searching, and are you going to tweet out, or you going to wait till Friday, or are you going to call a special meeting on Thursday, or depending on what it is, or what do you think, Tone? How are you going to handle that?
Okay, so their Wednesday morning is our Tuesday night. We do a call
correct.
On Wednesday morning. We'll already know. I'm not
oh,
sitting
okay.
up Tuesday night to wait. Somebody's going to
yeah,
call
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
And when it comes
yeah,
time
no,
for
yeah.
our call, we should have the information.
Right, right. No, I understand. I understand now. And then also on your crystal eight ball there, yeah, depending on, I guess, what happens on Wednesday, Thursday or Friday could be the day that they pop this thing, correct?
It could be. But we'll have a better understanding of what's left. I mean, if everything goes great on Wednesday, the only thing that's left is to name the prime minister, right? Parliament,
mm-hmm.
president of the parliament, prime minister, which they say they're going to speed up. That's, I mean, after that point, they have no reason not to do the RV. Now, other than that, to hold that part up, all they could say is, okay, the count is in. Council has to go and ratify it, but now we got 15 more days to appeal the appeal, which doesn't make sense to anybody. But
correct.
They could say we got to go through these 15 days. I don't know if they are or not, because all of the blocks have said they're going to agree with whatever the count comes. So they're basically saying nobody's going to appeal it. But we're
right,
going to have to wait until Thursday to see what happens.
See what happens on that then and leave it at that then. Okay. All right, sounds good. I missed the first 20 minutes. I'm going to go back and listen to it. But do appreciate the information, guys, coming out, and we'll be listening to on Wednesday for sure then, okay?
All right, thank
okay.
you, sir.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
All right,
bye.
Thanks. Okay, we'll go ahead and shut this one down. What closing
all right.
statement you want to
say? Well, guys, huh? What are you saying?
That was just closing statements. You're good. Go ahead.
Oh, that was my closing statement. That's what I'm going to say. What I just answered them, that's what we're looking for. So I'm happy. I'm excited. I want to see, I mean, if everything's global on Wednesday, if it's not tomorrow morning when we wake up, past tense, but it doesn't matter. What happens with the UN meeting, if they get the passing grade, if we get the final count. So a lot of things are happening on Wednesday. Hopefully we'll all be over with by the time we do our call, and we'll know exactly where we're going. The banks still think it's this week. So they're looking for something really good to happen on Wednesday, and we will see. With that, I want to say have a good night, guys. You know it was long. Sorry we had to get off schedule, but, you know, life happens. But we're going to be here to the end. That much we can tell you. All right, so enjoy your night. Thanks for coming. All right, Ray.
Okay. All right, folks, we'll be back on Wednesday. If anything happens between now and then, we'll send a text message out to you and update you. So keep believing. We do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Trust in him. Hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's remember this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe, ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap, and we're out of here. Enjoy your Monday night.